With support from Governor Andrew Cuomo and many members of the state legislature, 2020 could be the year when New York legalizes the adult use of recreational marijuana. But the issue has become complicated by a widespread lung ailment linked to vaping. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
A measure to legalize cannabis for adults was proposed in 2019 as part of the state budget. It didn't make it into the final spending plan, and it also failed to win enough support to pass as a standalone bill in the state Senate. Legislators did decriminalize possession of marijuana from a misdemeanor to a fine, although people can still be arrested for having the drug on them. This fall, Governor Cuomo took some steps to further the goal of legalizing marijuana in New York in 2020. In October, he held a summit with governors of the neighboring states of Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania to come up with a multi-state approach to legalization.
I believe the people of this state and our surrounding states have a desire to do it, but the old expression, the devil is in the details. How you do this is all the difference. And as I said, it can be a positive if done right. It can be a negative if it's not done correctly.
In December, Cuomo hired Norman Birenbaum. He'll be the newly created director of cannabis programs. Birenbaum developed the medical marijuana and industrial hemp programs in Rhode Island, and he worked on an unsuccessful effort to legalize recreational cannabis in that state. New York has a limited medical marijuana program, and Cuomo recently signed a bill to regulate the growth of hemp products, including CBD, a chemical extracted from hemp that does not contain the THC associated with a marijuana high. The issue has been complicated, though, by a lung ailment linked to vaping that has sickened over 2,500 people and killed 54. The illness has so far been linked to black market THC products that also contain vitamin E acetate. The vaping sickness epidemic led Cuomo and his health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, to re-examine the vaping of tobacco products through electronic cigarettes. A state health department board voted to ban flavored tobacco vaping products. Zucker spoke after the vote back in September.
We have an unbelievable increase in the number of children and adolescents who are using vaping products. The goal of the department, the goal of what we need to do as a state, is to make sure that we don't get children addicted to nicotine and potentially other tobacco products.
A judge halted that ban, though, while the vaping industry pursues a lawsuit. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says it's likely that the legislature, which is led by Democrats, will seek passage of a law to ban flavored vaping tobacco products, including mint and menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. Stewart-Cousins spoke with public radio and television in November.
Unfortunately, so many of our young people have been targeted and are now hooked. And, you know, what we need to do is pretty clear, so we'll be working on that.
As for legalizing marijuana, Stewart-Cousins says she believes it's inevitable that the drug will be authorized for recreational use in New York. But she says she wants any measure that legalizes the drug to include reparations for communities that have long been adversely affected by marijuana prohibition.
Black and Latino communities that have been so targeted, frankly, will be able to have a role in the economy that's going to grow around this industry. Mm-hmm.
The assembly sponsor of the bill, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, also backs a measure to use a portion of the tax revenues gained from the state-authorized sale of marijuana to go to a fund to help communities who were disproportionately affected. The fund would pay for things including job training, after-school activities, and re-entry programs for people coming out of prison. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.